Hi, this is Michael Buckoff from BetterTOEFLScores.com. Let's talk about grammar. Particularly, let's talk about using the auxiliary verb plus main verb in sentences. There's seven important rules that you need to know when you're doing the TOEFL IBT speaking and TOEFL IBT writing. To score high in TOEFL IBT speaking and writing, you should use advanced grammar with a minimal number of errors, and when using basic grammar, you should make as few errors as possible. An example of basic grammar is when you use auxiliary verbs and main verbs. There are seven rules of which you should be aware. Rule number one. Auxiliary verbs usually appear before main verbs. Example, do you want to ride to the store? Obviously, the auxiliary verb is do. The subject is you, and the main verb is want. Here is a common list of auxiliary verbs. Have, has, had, having, be, is, are, am, was, were, been, being, can, could, will, would, shall, should, may, might, must, ought to, do, does, and did. These are different kinds of auxiliary verbs that you'll be using in both your speaking and writing. Be careful. Make sure you don't make too many errors with them. Rule number two. After modals, can, could, will, would, shall, should, may, might, must, ought to, it's important to use the base form of the verb. Incorrect, I could talk to my friend yesterday. Revised, I could have talked to my friend. Notice, in the second one, I say could, which is the modal, then I say have, and then I say talked directly after that. So directly after the modal, you do not want to conjugate that verb. It's very important. Rule number three, after do, use a base form of the verb. Incorrect, she does likes to study at the library with her friends. Revised, she does like to study at the library with her friends. Rule number four. Use have, has, or had with the past participle form of the verb. Incorrect. He might have offered to purchase the automobile if he had been given a better deal. Revised. He might have offered to purchase the automobile if he had been given a better deal. So be really careful. Make sure you do not forget the ED. Now, if you speak Chinese, be careful, because in Chinese you don't use past tense endings. I think in Thai you don't either. So some languages don't use past tense endings like this, so it can be very easy to forget these things. Rule number five. Use a form of the verb be with the present participle form of the verb. Incorrect, John is studying in his house today. Revised, John is studying in his house today. Incorrect, Susan is studied with her friends tonight. Revised, Susan is studying with her friends tonight. Rule number six, when using passive voice, the subject receives the action instead of doing it. This is very important. Now, if you want to change a sentence from active voice to passive voice, there are three steps. A. The object becomes the subject of the sentence. B. Use a form of the verb be with the past participle form of the verb. C. Use the preposition by with the subject. Rule number seven. When using passive voice, use a form of the be verb with the past participle form. Active. John purchased a sweater. Notice John is actually doing the action. Who did it? John did it. Passive. The sweater was purchased by John. Who purchased the sweater? John. John's the doer. The sweater is actually the receiver of the action. That's why we use passive voice. Active. The students played soccer at the stadium. Who played soccer? The students. The students are doing the action. Passive. At the stadium, soccer was played by the students. Who played soccer? The students. In this case, soccer is actually receiving the action, not doing the action. Incorrect. The Sound and the Fury wrote by William Faulkner. Now, The Sound and the Fury is actually a book. The book cannot write itself. Therefore, the book is actually receiving the action, and that means you want to use passive voice. Revised, The Sound and the Fury was written by William Faulkner. Incorrect, The music was played by the orchestra. Revised, The music was played by the orchestra. Again, be very careful about these EDs, especially if you need an ED as a past participle. It is a very common error to forget to use that ED in both speaking and writing. Remember, what I'm trying to do here is to help you. I want to help you get a higher score on the TOEFL IBT. That is my goal. Now, I've given you seven basic rules here. Now, I need to tell you one more thing here. I didn't write this in here, but since I'm talking to you, might as well tell you now. One of the best ways to develop good control of your grammar is to practice speaking regularly with native speakers. I'm being honest with you. If you speak a lot of English with native speakers, your grammar skills get a lot better. And guess what happens in terms of auxiliary verbs and main verbs? You make a lot fewer problems in this area. Now, for more information, you can go to www.michaelbuckoff.com.